This is Leo Baybue for KTWH 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, and I've got on the phone with me for a kind of a bi-weekly, now semi-regular update about the COVID-19 response. I have Lake County Emergency Manager BJ Kolstad. Welcome back, BJ.
Thank you, Leo.
It's a Tuesday when, as we record this, which is day after your Lake County Public Health Response Team meets. There are a number of things that have evolved in this past week, featuring a number of orders that the governor issued last Wednesday that largely went into effect at the beginning of this week on May 18th. Can you give us kind of a lay of the land of what has changed and whom they affect, all these different new revised orders affect, BJ?
Sure. Most people, I think, are aware that on May 13th, which was last Wednesday, the governor spoke again and ended his stay-at-home order, but replaced it with what he calls Stay Safe Minnesota, which is basically the same recommendations without the requirements. He's still encouraging people to limit their travel and to stay home as much as possible and to do all the mitigation strategies we're all familiar with, including wearing masks when you're in public places and maintaining your social distancing. He had a few other orders that he instituted that day as well. One was extending the state emergency so that he can make decisions, you know, like the ones that he's doing now, where he's trying to make decisions based on data and trying to keep us all safe. One of them is protecting workers so that people who are called back to work, and if they have concerns about unsafe working conditions, we can address those. He has one which is protecting at-risk populations, which basically means that if you are an elderly person or have vulnerabilities due to underlying conditions, that he's still encouraging those of us to stay home who are in those categories. And then he has one about safe reopening of businesses and non-work activities. And that's the one that we are hearing a lot about, because we know that retail stores now, small retail businesses, can reopen if they have a COVID preparedness plan, which basically is a simple template using all the things that we've been talking about, explaining how they're going to maintain social distancing in their stores, whether they want people to wear masks, how many people can come in. There is a recommendation, or actually it's a requirement, that they are serving at half capacity and trying to figure out how many people they can have in their retail store to maintain that social distancing. And the state fire marshal has a formula to help with that. Some other things are still staying closed. We know that while people can now camp again in remote camping locations like the Boundary Waters, the campgrounds where people are staying close together and using shared restrooms, et cetera, those are still closed, along with restaurants, bars, and church services at this time. So he's encouraging people to gather still in groups of less than 10 people, unless you're in the same household. But he is encouraging people to go outside and play now for mental health and physical health. And so those are some of the updates that have taken place.
In terms of the workplaces, the businesses reopening, aside from that, a rather specific list of bars, restaurants, barbershops, and salons, are there any other, say, congregate work settings that are restricted from reopening at all now, or all can open if they have an appropriate business plan that shows how they're going to reduce the risk and lower the numbers in their business?
Well, that's interesting. There is more information on specific types of businesses on the Minnesota Department of Labor and Industry,
okay,
MDLI website, yeah, to check that out. Basically, he's focusing, as far as retail stores, he says small retail stores. And so, again, small is not a very specific,
right,
determiner. So I guess just like we encourage people to check out the Minnesota Department of Health website for updates on COVID, we're encouraging people to check out the MDLI website as well for specifics on their businesses.
Labor and Industry website. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And it's my understanding, just from talking to a nearby small business owner in the Harbor Landing, that there is substance to the business plan that's being requested, but yet there really isn't an entity that's going to be reviewing these in any real time. Does a business still have a concern or a liability should they not make a very good plan or not make one at all and be open?
There is not a requirement that they submit their plan before they reopen to be approved, but there is an option for the MDLI to audit their business plan. And then there are some restrictions, too. For example, lodging facilities are now welcome to have guests from any group of people. You know, for a while it was just healthcare workers staying at lodging facilities, but now it is open. They can be open to the public. However, they cannot open their community rooms in areas like restaurants, the pool, fitness centers, things like that.
Okay.
Again, we're just trying to encourage business as much as we as much as possible while still keeping employees and the guests safe.
Right. It's setting up expectations that none of those spaces that might see 10 people gathering are not, those facilities within the those hospitality sectors won't be allowed to be open yet. And I know that when the governor spoke, he said that there's a lot to reopening and that there are factors to be taken into account, kind of critical factors about proximity, duration of possible exposure, and the predictability of the setting. Can you speak a little bit to that?
Yeah, if you've been watching the governor's conferences, you've seen his slideshows about, he calls them the dials, turning the dial. And of course, he has dials for employee considerations, you know, like the big stores are not as easily to control as the small businesses, which is why he's opening small businesses first. And then he's got the social settings and the school settings. And he almost each time he shows about what the data is that they are basing this on and trying to reopen up as quickly and safely as they can while still maintaining, keeping the curb flattened. Because, of course, every time we loosen these restrictions, there will be little spikes or increases. For example, in Lake County, people know that we've only had one confirmed case of COVID in Lake County that was identified by testing, and that was on May 6th. So it has been a couple weeks since we've had a new case in Lake County. Currently, we only have one. But we also know that as testing increases, we will get more positive cases, and we assume that there are many more now. So we have not yet experienced our surge of COVID cases in Lake County, but we do know it's here and expect that that will increase.
And
so in Lake County, we are making a transition now from at our Emergency Operations Center from planning responses to starting to shift over to recovery planning. And what that means is that we feel like, even though we haven't had a lot of cases yet and we do expect them, we feel like we have our plans in place to address those cases. We've been planning with the hospital, we've been planning with congregate care facilities and care partners to help with the community. And so now we're shifting over to looking at plans for how to reopen Lake County, the county services, first to our own employees and then finally to the public, and also working with businesses on those business plans that you talked about, Leo, the COVID preparedness plans and how they can safely reopen, and dealing with tourists and our snowbirds or seasonal residents coming back home, and also trying to create a long-term recovery committee to help deal with how we can give assistance to people, either whether it's financial assistance or social, behavioral, medical assistance, all these things due to the impacts of COVID that are going to be lasting a long time, as we know.
So if we look out any number of weeks that there perhaps will be confirmed cases appearing, we've only had one so far, so adding one more would be a 100% increase in our rate of infection detection. So I guess the real question I had in light of that is the governor still talking about an approach towards much more extensive testing? We've already ramped up to over 6,000 a day at times, but at one point he was talking about perhaps the necessity to have as many as 20,000 tests done at a time, and I thought that might very well be necessary to understand how the reopening, and we face another reopening on June 1st if we get there, and we do have our other hospitality industries, the bars and restaurants, open. We have a lot more testing we could be doing. I don't know how it would function in Lake County, a county that's had so few people apparently reporting symptoms, and whether we'd be at the ready to deploy testing rapid fire should we need it.
You're right. We want to do more testing because that is how we can help contain these outbreaks rather than just working on broad mitigation strategies. So they are focusing the testing now on congregate care facilities since we've learned that that's where the majority of, not cases necessarily, but the majority of serious cases and deaths around the state have taken place in congregate care. So even the Minnesota National Guard has now been deployed to help out with testing congregate care facilities, staff, and residents, but they're starting in places where there have been outbreaks. And we've been lucky enough in Lake County that we don't have outbreaks in those facilities yet.
Right.
And Lakeview Memorial Hospital has also mentioned that they do have testing supplies and a machine now that they can test here locally, saving hours or a couple of days in getting test results back. But they haven't been testing many people because there are not a lot of symptomatic people showing up or requesting testing. So that's a good thing. It kind of implies that we don't have a lot of cases in Lake County that are showing up enough to have symptoms.
Indeed. I know we spoke a little bit the last time we talked about the prevalence of people observing all of the best practices, at least as viewed by many, including the wearing of masks. I've noticed quite an uptick. Another anecdotal piece of evidence from my seeing the reopening of more businesses, I've noticed quite a bit more mask wearing. I'm feeling encouraged that people really are ready for this reopening. So anecdotal evidence doesn't mean much, but I don't know if in your neck of the woods, if you have, or in your interactions with your task force, whether you have any observations about how this rollout since May 18th has been going.
I think that is true. People are getting used to wearing masks. More and more people are expecting others to wear masks in their places of business, for example, and I think people are understanding that it is a sign of respect to other people to wear a mask. It's also the fact that this surge that we're talking about that might come when we reopen slowly, the more that all of us can follow these guidelines, including mask wearing and social distances, the better chance we will have that we can continue these reopening or lessening of restrictions without having serious side effects. So I think people are just recognizing that, number one, this is important. Number two, it's going to go on for a while. Number three, that this is how we can best prevent any outbreak and show respect for our fellow citizens.
Well, I promised you I would have a more concise report from you this week, BJ, and that's excellent what I've heard so far. I know neither you nor I can read the crystal ball of whether there will be spikes that in infections that may visit our area yet. I can't say that we're anywhere near out of the woods, though it is. I appreciate that your group, the task force, is now talking about recovery, and so I guess that's forward-looking and we should be encouraged that we're not just in a standstill of COVID-19 response, that we have progression down the road. And you said you might be meeting biweekly from now on. And we will try to check in with you every other week after your biweekly task force meeting.
Thank you, Leo. We look forward to it, and we appreciate you helping us get the messages out.
Oh, we appreciate you very much as well, BJ. Thanks, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. Have a good Memorial Day.
Thanks, Leo.
Take care.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
BJ Kolstad, the Lake County Emergency Manager, talking about our COVID-19 response in Lake County and in the state of Minnesota. You're in tune to KTWH.